Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Welcome back to Nighttime Talk with myself, AJ Walsh, sitting in for Niall Boylan. I've got Molly here with me now, who's one of the researchers here. So tonight we're stirring it up a bit with a bit of friendly generational rivalry as we pit millennials against Gen Z in a head-to-head showdown. I'll be representing the millennials and Molly will be playing for the Gen Zs. From work ethic to social media habits, dating to politics, spending habits to slang, these two generations have plenty of opinions about each other. Millennials say that Gen Z is too sensitive and glued to their phones, while Gen Z clap back, calling millennials cringy and obsessed with hustle culture. We'll be debating everything from careers and cancel culture to which generation really had the best music. Now, we want to hear from you as well. Are you team millennial or team Gen Z? What do you love or hate about the other generation? Let us know on WhatsApp 087 188 0008. Now, in case you're unsure which generation you belong to, here's a general breakdown of the generations based on birth years. So here we go. The greatest generation was born between 1901 to 1927. Now, they're the ones that lived through the Great Depression and World War II, and they're known for resilience, sacrifice and patriotism. Number two, the silent generation born between 1928 and 1945. They grew up between World War II and the post-war boom, and they're known for their valued discipline, hard work and conformity. Now, if you're born between 1946 and 1964, you're a baby boomer. So you were born after World War II during the population boom. You're defined by economic prosperity, social movements, civil rights, counterculture and traditional work ethics. Number four, Generation X, born between 1965 and 1980. Now, they're known as the latchkey kids due to both parents working. They grew up with MTV, early video games and the rise of personal computers. Now, millennials, this is me. I'm born between 1981 and 1996, came of age during the internet boom and 9/11, known for student debt, which I don't have, social media and delayed major life milestones. Delayed major life milestones.
That's a bit rough.
Excuse me. Okay, we'll forget about that one. And then Gen Z, this is you, Molly.
Yeah.
So you're born between 1997 and 2012. You grew up with smartphones and social media from a young age. You're known for being tech savvy. That makes sense. Socially conscious and valuing mental health. Would you say that that describes you?
I would say to some extent it would.
Yeah, whereas I've got delayed major life milestones. Excuse me, I want to recount. Imagine saying that about somebody. Okay, Generation Alpha then. Now, they're the ones born between 2013 and 2025. They're the first fully digital native generation raised on tablets, AI and streaming services. I suppose that, you know, they're all too young now that we can't sort of say. OK, so we've got some trivia questions and these are going to test the differences between Gen Z, born roughly between 1997 and 2012, and millennials, born roughly between 1981 and 1996. OK, so here we go. This is Gen Z versus millennial trivia questions. I should have really had a look at this before I started reading it out because I don't know how this is going to go. So let's just wing this one, Molly.
OK, perfect.
Okay, so we're going to start with pop culture and entertainment. Okay, so which social media platform became popular among millennials before Gen Z was old enough to use it? Okay, so this is a question for you, Molly. Which social media platform became popular among millennials before Gen Z was old enough to use it?
I would probably say spaces like MySpace and Tumblr, because I personally didn't use any of them.
Yeah, well done for knowing about it. So what? Tell me what you know about MySpace.
Very, very little.
Does anybody listen, guys? Text me in. Do you remember MySpace? I mean, I was using MySpace. I think that was like my first kind of encounter with the webs, the internet. I was using MySpace, and then there was Bebo after that. And I mean, now there's everything, isn't there? There's TikTok, Snapchat, everything. So that's what you'd be used to using.
I'm used to my Snapchats and my Instagram.
So what was like the first thing that you had on your smartphone that you were born with in your hand?
I was born with.
You were given that instead of a dummy.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was given. That's exactly how I arrived into the world. When I went into secondary school, my mom let me get Instagram and Snapchat on the same day. So about a week before I went into first year, I had both of those accounts and I thought I was the best thing in the world.
Okay.
I got them both at the same time. I was like, this is so cool. I'm so up to date with the trends.
So this was in first year. So when I was in second year, I got in second year in secondary school, I got my first mobile phone and it was a Motorola like brick. Have you ever seen them? And you pulled up the...
I've seen them in like films and stuff.
In films. Jesus Christ. Okay. So Molly has seen those Motorola phones in films. Do you remember them, guys? Message us in if you do, because I'm feeling a little bit like old at the moment. Okay. So what was the first iPhone model released, and which generation was most likely to have used it as their first smartphone? Okay. All right. Yeah, no, that's just the question. There's no multiple choice or anything. So what was the first iPhone model released? I mean, it seems a bit obvious to me. It was iPhone 1.
Yeah.
But can you remember when that was?
I don't. I assume early 2000s.
So it was actually 2007. So millennials were the first major adopters of this. So 2007, I'm just trying to work out. I don't think I ever saw an iPhone 1. I think my first iPhone was like, I was late to the iPhone revolution. I did have a BlackBerry. At one point, my BlackBerry.
I had my first ever iPhone was an iPhone 4.
I think mine was too.
It was so good. It was like 14 when I got it. It was my aunt's like secondhand one.
Okay.
And again, it was just a tiny brick.
Yeah. So they're small and they're kind of they look. So I've got an iPhone 13 here.
Yeah, I've got.
So
one
they
too.
Were thick like that. They were
they were
thicker.
Like two phones with.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that I think that was my first iPhone as well. Yeah. So an iPhone 4. Okay, which animated movie series started in the early 2000s and was a core childhood memory for millennials, but also had sequels that Gen Z grew up with?
I actually know the answer to this one as well, and it's Shrek.
Yeah.
Because I loved Shrek growing up. I thought it was brilliant.
See, I'm trying to think with me, like, I think I was kind of just too old for Shrek.
Yeah.
Do you know? I do remember I was doing promotions for a while and I had to go down to Galway for the premiere of Shrek 2 down in Galway, and I was handing out like Ribena things, Ribena key rings. So
for
I mean,
Shrek.
I was, yeah, because Ribena were sponsoring the premiere.
Okay.
But I think I was in like sixth year. Or something like that.
Yeah.
So I was like old enough when Shrek 2 came out. So yeah, Shrek 1 for me. Whereas you were a baby.
I was a baby when it came out. But I remember watching the sequels. Like I have them on DVD at home.
You have DVDs?
Yeah, I do have DVDs.
Okay. I don't actually have any DVDs, but I do have a CD player in my car with a Britney Spears album in it.
Oh, that's very good.
It's either Blackout or Circus. The
okay,
album.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks. Niall was slagging me when he found out I had a Britney Spears CD, but I grew up with Britney Spears. Like she was my idol, like, you know, my everything. Okay, so what was the first viral YouTube video often associated with early millennials? I don't think you're gonna get this.
No.
But I mean, this went like everybody even still talks about this, but it was Charlie Bit My Finger.
I remember seeing it on Vine.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've seen
I've never seen Vine. I was too busy doing other things. I mean, when was Vine out? When was Vine a thing?
Oh, I think like 2016 was when it like died, was when the app got taken off and everyone lost their mind.
Oh,
so I remember getting it maybe like a month before it had gone. And I was very late to the trend at that point.
Right. Okay. Which artist was not part of Gen Z's peak childhood music era? Oh, look. Which artist was not part of Gen Z's peak childhood music era? Britney Spears, Olivia Rodrigo or Justin Bieber?
Poor Justin. He didn't make the cut.
It's Britney Spears because she was a millennial.
Yeah. She was.
Justin Bieber for me, nah.
No.
Olivia Rodrigo, she's out now, isn't she?
She is out now. She was a Disney star.
Oh, is that where she came from?
Yeah. Disney Channel Des.
Okay. So that's where we should know her from. You see, I don't know. I don't like her songs. So I actually don't even know what she looks like. Is she a child? Is she very young?
No, she's 21 or 2 now, I think.
Yeah, that's young. No, she's not young.
I thought you meant like 16.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's nerdy. It's not too dissimilar. But yeah, no, that is young. So now that wouldn't be a bit of me. Okay, what was the first social media platform that Gen Z fully adopted before millennials?
TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well done. What does the phrase burning a CD mean?
It's when you put songs onto a blank CD.
Okay, you're quite a smart Gen Z because I actually think that, you know, younger ones than you wouldn't know what that is. You know, if we're going down into the early teens and that. Which generation is more likely to use Snapchat as their main messaging app?
Gen Z because I still use it as my main messaging app.
Yeah, I don't understand this. I don't understand why you use Snapchat. Like, why don't you just use WhatsApp?
I don't understand. Or why don't you just text me?
Because this is what I just don't understand. Like, I WhatsApp people of your generation and I don't get a response. I'm like, do I need to be on Snapchat to be cool? But I can't go on Snapchat because my kids use Snapchat and they would be really embarrassed.
I have my mum on Snapchat.
Oh, so your mum's on it?
She is, but she only got it when I got it. She never uses it, but she does have an account.
Well, she has to use it to try and get in touch with you.
Yeah, exactly. It's the only way we talk.
See, this is what I need to do to be able to talk to the researchers here. I have to actually download Snapchat. It's the only way I can get a response. Yeah. Which app did millennials use in college? This might be a bit American. In college for status updates before Twitter and Instagram. Oh no, this is factual. So which app did millennials use in college for status updates before Twitter and Instagram?
Well, it's not MySpace and Bebo because we spoke about it. Facebook.
Yeah. So you'd put up, I mean, I didn't, but you'd put up like, AJ is having a bad day today or something like that, like literally.
So were you too cool for Facebook then?
I just didn't, I don't know. I liked Bebo because I just used to put photos up and stuff. But I'm quite private when it comes to social media. So,
yeah.
I mean, and I just didn't feel the need to share.
That
I still don't.
Bad day.
Yeah, and I still don't. I don't bother. Nah, not that type of person. Okay, this is what was Vine and why do millennials remember it more than Gen Z? I don't remember Vine, so I don't know if I'm an elder millennial or something, but you know Vine.
I know Vine, but I was very late to the trend of Vine and I was still quite young when Vine was really popular.
Do you want to actually explain what Vine is? Because I don't know if a lot of our listeners will know what it is, if they're anything like me.
Vine is like the very early stages of TikTok. It was these 6-second little skit videos and people got really popular from it. I know a lot of those people today would be famous on TikTok or YouTube, but it was basically just 6-second videos and that was it. It was no longer.
6-second. Was it not a comedy thing?
Yeah, it was like comedy videos on it. And then that transformed into Musical.ly, which was where the lip syncing came into
it. And then Musical.ly then turned into TikTok.
Yeah.
The evolution, hey?
The evolution of it.
Wow. Okay, which generation popularised the term adulting?
Oh, millennials.
Millennials, yeah. I mean, I don't use it anymore, but
anymore.
I did. And I thought it was well cool. Because I was like so adulting. Oh God. I mean, now I would call it adult. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, like you're really doing a good job of being, oh no, mate, an adult. I don't know, but I mean it with emphasis.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not just saying adult. What does Riz mean?
See, I'm kind of a middling Gen Z, so this is a little bit younger than me. But I think it means when you're like good at flirting with people.
It's charisma or charm. So yeah, it might be flirting. No, I mean, charisma or charm, flirting.
Yeah.
So what, Riz, yeah. So that's a Gen Z term. Okay, just in case you didn't know, Riz means charisma or charm or like flirting with someone. What fashion trend did millennials make famous that Gen Z now mocks?
That now mocks? Oh,
there should be quite a few of them. Skinny jeans,
Skinny jeans, side parts.
That's literally what's written down. Well done. Is there anything else? So there was one thing that I noticed. So if I was going out like years ago, you'd wear a pair of skinny jeans, heels and a nice top.
Yeah.
Whereas now I find people like Gen Zs, they wear fun pants and a plain top.
Yeah.
So you'd wear like pants with a design on them or like with pockets on them or something.
Yeah.
Whereas ours would be plain on the bottom and then like a nice fancy top. So I found myself trying to look for fun pants.
For
now.
Fun pants.
Yeah. So I've got loads of fun pants now.
Yeah. That's kind of true. I haven't really noticed it, but I wear a lot of like dark colours normally. So I stick to mostly things that aren't skinny jeans. So anything that's just a little bit wider.
But you've got loads of pockets. You've got accoutrements. You've got like belts. You know what I mean? Like jingly jangly bits and stuff. So
a lot of accessories.
They're fun pants.
They're fun pants.
They are fun.
I made them fun.
By adding to them, you made them fun. Okay. What does OK Boomer mean? And which generation popularised it?
Was that Gen Z that popularised it?
To shut up older generations.
Yeah. I was never really on board with that trend just because I wasn't arsed.
So basically what you're doing is you're referring to a boomer, and a boomer is one of the baby boomers born after World War II between 1946 and 1964. Now, my child said to me one day, I said something, then they went, OK, boomer. And I was like, excuse me? I am a millennial. How dare you? So, yeah, baby boomers, 1946 to 1964. So any of our listeners, if you were born between those years, you're a baby boomer. And if anyone ever says, OK, boomer, just know it's a derogatory.
It's a derogatory term.
It's derogatory, yes. Which generation embraced ironic, self-deprecating humour more?
Millennials.
Yeah, and I don't know, did that come from like Friends or something like that?
I think so. A lot of those like 90s sitcoms really played into the like existential and self-loathing jokes.
100%. Yeah. I definitely remember that. I remember watching Friends and like I'd be like, ooh, and I'd be like all sarcastic, like Chandra Bing and all that. And you're just like, oh, the cringe. I had a little book with all of the phrases, like Chandler's phrases in it. And I just thought they were hilarious and I used to use them all the time.
Like a joke book.
I was about 13, please. But yeah, it was like a joke book. I had a joke book. Okay. Thanks for pointing that out, Molly. Can't believe I just admitted that. Okay, which generation was more likely to prefer texting over calling first?
Oh, Gen Z.
Well, millennials were there first.
Oh,
and
really?
I hate it. So anyone who tries to FaceTime me or ring me, it's like, it's a no. Do you know what I do a lot now, though, is voice note on WhatsApp?
Yeah.
Much to Gary Brennan's dismay, because constant voice messaging. Or I'll voice note Niall.
Yeah.
And he'll ring me back.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm just trying to work out what gen he is. So yeah, I'll text Niall or I'll voice note Niall, and then I'll get a phone call and I'm like, oh, damn.
Yeah, I mainly talk to Niall through the phone.
Yeah.
He doesn't text.
No.
No.
No. I mean, the odd time I'll get a text and it will usually be something, he'll forward me something or something like that. So I'm just trying to work out if he's 60. So he was.
Is he Gen X?
If he's 60, so 1965. Would he be born in 1965? Or no, 60, 70, 80, 90.
Yeah, he would be.
Okay, so which generation is better at maths? Not bloody Gen Z and not millennial. But yeah, no, definitely that he's definitely from that different generation, like I say. So did I send him a voice note? He texted me today and said something. I sent him a voice note and then
he called
me back. And then we're on the phone for 20 minutes and I'm like, this could have been done over a text message. Don't get me wrong, Niall, if you're listening, I love talking to you on the phone, but it's just we're different generations. We're just different generations. Okay, what is the name of the game that millennials played on their first Nokia phones?
Oh, it was the one where you had the little snake and it went around and ate the apples.
It was called Snake. Yeah. Does anybody remember Snake? So I had that on, I don't think I had it on my Motorola. No, because it was only on Nokia phones. On my Motorola. I had the Nokia 3210, that little navy brick. That was great. That was a brilliant phone. So good. Which generation was the first? Actually, can I just say that I think my dad still uses a Nokia 3210.
My granddad uses one.
Does he? And yeah, look how they've lasted.
Yeah, that's true. And it's got the big buttons for him, which is really handy. Oh, yeah. He's got a very fancy one.
Whoa, bloody hell. He's ahead of us all. Yeah, so my dad still has his because he doesn't want to have WhatsApp or anything like that because he doesn't want people accessing his information. He's quite paranoid about all that kind of thing. Sorry, Dad, for talking about you on the radio. Which generation was the first to grow up fully with streaming services like Netflix, never relying on cable TV? Obviously, that was you.
Yeah, that was me.
So do you remember, did you ever have to sit through ads or...
Yeah, when I was younger, definitely, because I loved watching Hannah Montana on Disney Channel.
Okay.
And I would sit through all the ads to watch that, and it was brilliant.
So there was still, you know, you didn't have the option to fast forward or...
No.
You know?
I watched it live. It was a dedicated Hannah Montana fan.
All right. Hannah Montana. Now, can you tell me what Hannah Montana is? I think I know what it is, but... Go on.
Okay, so Hannah Montana, it's starring Miley Cyrus. Basically, Hannah Montana is this pop star and she's really famous, like the biggest in the world. But it's this girl, Miley Stewart's alter ego. So Miley's just this normal girl from, I think, like Malibu or somewhere. And she goes to school and none of her friends know. And it's about her journey of being a secret pop star.
That is riveting. But no, I mean, I know how these go, these American kind of things. Like there was some out when I was a kid. I used to watch Kenan and Kel. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
That was like a Nickelodeon thing. That was really good. Like, if you don't know, you should get to
okay.
All right, you need to catch up.
Okay.
Then there was, Saved by the Bell.
I've heard of Saved by the Bell. I haven't seen it, but I know what it is.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's, you know, just about these like high school students in America. And like, you're watching it back in like the early 90s and you're watching these students in California and you're just like, wow. Oh my God.
They're
just
so cool.
They are. So
yeah,
cool.
And they get to wear their own clothes.
I know.
That was the best.
And I'm
ever.
There in my I used to wear a wine uniform in my primary school. And I remember like just sitting there watching it before I went to school. And I didn't want to go to school. I didn't want to leave the TV. So yeah, Saved by the Bell, California Dreams. Yeah. And there was another one of those ones. There was a basketball one. I can't remember what that was called, but that was brilliant as well.
Yeah.
There was some really, really top-notch TV on Nickelodeon when I was a kid. And I actually think it was better than the stuff that you had.
Yeah, definitely. I think my Disney Channel was better, but your Nickelodeon was better, because Nickelodeon kind of fell off a little bit when, especially like now, the younger generations. Because I'll see some of it, like if on like Disney Plus and stuff, if some of it comes up, it just doesn't look as interesting.
Yeah, it's not as interesting.
It's not as
much thought has gone into it.
No, there hasn't.
What's the other thing? The thing that Ariana Grande was in? That was another. Was that a Disney or was that a Nickelodeon?
That was, I actually can't remember. I think that was Nickelodeon, Victorious.
And there was one, some Cat and Car...
Sam and Cat and iCarly. All brilliant.
So Sam and Cat, iCarly. Now, they're not my things. And then there was that other thing where there was a rich kid and there was a maid in the house. And I think it was called Richie Rich, but it was a series.
I know there's a movie, Richie Rich, isn't
there? Yeah, no, not that. It's a series about this rich kid and he lives in this mansion and he has a maid. And she's a kid basically pretending to be a robot. This is not my gen, though. This is your gen. You need to know this.
I have no idea what that is.
I'll ask my kids.
Okay.
I'll ask my kids. Okay, what time are we? Oh, yeah, we've only got a couple of minutes left, Molly. We need to get these questions in.
God.
All right. What was the major economic crisis that defined millennials' early adulthood and job search?
The recession?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that must have been, what, around 2007? So we had the Celtic Tiger and then we had the crash.
Oh, so, which I don't remember any of.
Do you not?
No. Well, I was...
That defined my life. That defined...
I was barely a human at that stage.
Just sort of coming around.
Yeah.
Okay. This is probably going to be the last question. I hope it's a good one. Which generation is more likely to use cashless payments like Venmo or Cash App for everything? We don't use Venmo. These must be American questions.
No.
Revolut,
would you say.
I use Revolut. For God's sake. Everyone uses Revolut.
Everyone uses Revolut.
But yeah, I mean... I don't use cash at all. Do you?
I never have cash.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think like which. I don't know. I don't know if Niall uses cash. Does he use cash?
I would say so.
Oh, he has to. He has to use cash. I'm gonna ask him. I'll ring him tomorrow and ask him if he uses
cash.
Because I'm just trying to think. I know my mum uses cash.
My mum doesn't use that cash that often, though. But all of my cards are on my phone. So like when I'm coming to work or when I'm going to college, I only have my phone and my Leap card.
Same.
And that's it.
Yeah. I actually have lost some of my bank cards. And
so
so I can't get cash out and stuff.
Yeah.
Which is a bit annoying. Do you know what I have to get cash out for? I have to get cash out for my local Chinese. That's the only thing. And it's like a Friday night and I'm having to... I have to transfer money from one account to another because that's the one I have the card for. And I walk in and I'm using the ATM and I'm like, this is so weird. And it's all just weird now. But I just feel like there isn't as many ATMs as there used to be anyway.
No, there isn't.
What is that?
Yeah, there used to be like loads in just centres and spires all around the place. They're gone.
But like even just like in physical buildings, there was cash machines. They're all blocked up now. Well, wherever I go to find one. So I don't know. I don't know if they're trying to get rid of cash. Is this a conspiracy?
I don't know. They're forcing us into a cashless society.
I think they are. And I think they're doing a really good job of it because, like I say, the only thing I do is on a Friday night.
Chinese.
I need to go and get my 50 or sometimes 60 quid if I'm going to order the extras, chicken balls.
That's true.
All of that jazz. What do you order from a Chinese as a Gen Z?
As a Gen Z. Okay, so the Chinese next to me does this really nice cotton chicken with a golden syrup glaze.
What? That sounds fantastic.
Oh my God, it's unreal. So I get that egg fried rice.
Yeah.
Or sometimes there's two Chinese next to me and one of them does an amazing spice bag, like the best spice bag ever.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's gigantic. So me and my mom will share that, and then we'll get egg fried rice on the side.
Yeah.
So it's
you don't go like nasty and go and get the curry sauce as well.
No, that's too much for me. I will get curry sauce if I have a spice bag.
Okay.
My dad is a fiend for like a munchie box and curry sauce.
Yeah.
That is his go-to. And he'll get, you know, those pizza boxes, the like 9-inch pizza boxes full of like all the munchie box bits with a gigantic curry sauce. And that's what he will eat. And then me and my mum will share a spice bag with some egg fried rice. And I will steal some of his curry sauce. So it really just depends.
So I think I actually think that I'm quite old fashioned because I will go for like a king prawn kung po. Or a king prawn Szechuan or something like that. And that is definitely a more old fashioned approach, more of a millennial approach to go into the Chinese, don't you think?
Yeah.
Well, there you go, guys. I hope I haven't made, and I hope she hasn't made too many of you feel really old. I'm feeling slightly old now. I need to go home to bed and put my feet up because obviously, you know, I'm getting old.
Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.